Hey, hey, everybody, Friday is finally here, and that means it's one less day until Sunday. I'm going to be breaking down what's going to happen this weekend in the NFL, tell you who's going to win and who's going to lose and why. So stick around. It's the NFL Preview Show on the Half Hour of Power with Beast Child. Okay, people, now before I can start going deep for six and making some picks, I gotta give you the four ways to get in contact with the show. Send your emails to beastchild09@gmail.com. Add the show on MySpace, myspace.com/the_half_hour_of_power. Or if you have Skype, add me, beastchild, on Skype, it's beastchild09. Or, of course, visit the all-nighter website, thehalfhourofpower.googlepages.com. There you can see everyone's predictions, how everyone's doing on the leaderboard, and of course, me dominating the competition, if you know what I mean. Let's get right into the NFL Preview Show. Yee yee! What a good time! What's going on, everybody? Beast Child here, back in the house, and this is the Half Hour of Power, of course, for November 2nd, Friday, and I have a special guest here on the VIP line. He joined us yesterday. Ice Campbell, you there?
I'm here.
Sweet. Let's get into the Week 9 picks, and of course, we have the game of the century. This will be the greatest game that you will ever see in your lifetime, if you're living right now. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, but we'll get to that game last. We'll save that beauty for last. Let's get into the Week 9 games and start off with San Diego and Minnesota. 4-3 San Diego Chargers, 2-5 Minnesota Vikings. Ice Campbell, who are you taking and why?
I got the San Diego Chargers. I did pick Minnesota at first just because of Adrian Peterson, how well he's been doing lately. But San Diego, they struggled in the beginning, but they're looking better now. Even though they're on the road, I think they're going to be able to come away with a win here, especially with Phillip Rivers doing well. He's going to be able to tear up that Minnesota 32nd-ranked pass defense and get a win.
There we go. We talked about him on the Fantasy Football Show, but I have to take the Chargers as well. I would make this my lock of the week, but I've already picked the San Diego Chargers this year.
Oh, and by the way, that is my lock of the week.
Okay, so he is taking that as his lock of the week. I've already picked San Diego in, what was it, week 3 or 4, and they screwed me over against the Kansas City Chiefs, a beautiful thing there. Let's move on to the next game. It is, of course, the Carolina Panthers and the Tennessee Titans. I'll take this one. Carolina Panthers coming in, and they're looking to stay on top of the, NFC South, and the Tennessee Titans looking to kind of gain an edge, trying to catch up to the Indianapolis Colts, hoping they lose to the Patriots this week. We'll get to that game at the end. Carolina Panthers at 4-3, Tennessee Titans at 5-2. I have the Titans in this game. They're just known for winning ugly. Now they're at home, and I really feel like they're just going to take this game and run with it. Ice Campbell, what's your opinion?
I agree with that, and if you think back to week 2 when they were against the Indianapolis Colts, they held the Colts, they were close, and they almost got that last-second field goal to win the game. So
right.
They're a good team, especially when Vince Young is healthy and back.
Yeah, Vince Young, he almost led them to a victory there. But a turnover finished that game early. So that is the Tennessee Titans and the Carolina Panthers. Now let's move to the Arizona Cardinals and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Cardinals, are they even on top in this division? Does that count? Because just by default, Arizona Cardinals are in second place, down by a game of the Seahawks, and they're going up against the Buccaneers, who are two at second place in the division. Ice Campbell, give me the winner and tell me why.
I got Tampa Bay at home in this game. The NFC West, just plain simple, is a weak division. Arizona, I don't think they're going to be able to handle Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is looking pretty strong right now. Jeff Garcia is getting that ball out there. And especially at home, I think Tampa Bay will pull off a win here, probably you know, it'll be a close game, maybe like a 7-point game, but, you know, I'm looking for them to pull off a win at home.
Yeah, both teams coming off of two losses, but Arizona coming off the bye, that might give them an edge, but I'm still taking the Buccaneers. I feel like they're better than these teams in the division. Maybe the Saints could compete if they're playing a top-notch, but I feel like the Buccaneers at 4-4, that is not that's not as good as they could be playing. Now to the next game, Washington Redskins and the New York Jets. This is my lock of the week, my eliminator, money in the bank, pick of the week. It's the Redskins over the Jets, and this one's going to be ugly. It's in the Meadowlands, and I assume you're taking the Redskins as well, Ice Campbell?
Yes, I am, and Jason Campbell's looking good. The Jets are looking bad, playing simple, Washington.
Washington will roll. Jets have one win. Redskins are 4. That should pretty much tell you everything you need to know. Now, Jacksonville and New Orleans. Another interesting game on the schedule. And I've gone back and forth in this game. And even doing the fantasy football show, I was going back and forth in my head because it was kind of, at points, it was kind of hard to see how Jacksonville could pull this off. And it was hard to see how the Saints could get something going on offense. But in the end, I think the Saints are going to take this one. Right now, they're at 3-4. The Jacksonville Jaguars are at 5-2. And, there aren't too many big injuries for either of these teams, except for, of course, David Garrett. Who are you picking in this game?
I got New Orleans because they're on the upbeat. They could win their 4th straight game here after losing 4 straight in the beginning. Jacksonville has their third-string quarterback, Quinn Gray, right now. And even though their defense is one of the best, New Orleans is at home, and they're looking hot.
Yeah, if the Panthers lose, the Buccaneers lose, this team could be looking at first place come Monday in this division. So, an interesting game here, pretty important game here, because the Jacksonville, on the other hand, is they're tied for second place with the Tennessee Titans at 5-2, both teams there. Of course, the Colts in that division at 7-1, but if the Patriots, if something happens in that game, the Colts lose at 7-1, all of a sudden Jacksonville's one game behind, looking at maybe an AFC South division, and as we know, the Colts have a tough schedule. So, the Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars very much alive in the AFC South. Let's get to the next game, and you might notice that we're moving through these pretty quickly, those of you listeners, because we need to get to that Indianapolis and New England game. It is going to be the best game that we will see this year, maybe in the past 10 years, and I'm so excited for it. And it's going to be a sick game, I must admit. Now let's get to the next game. It is, of course, the San Francisco 49ers and the Atlanta Falcons. I have dubbed this game the Napster Game of the Week. And can you tell me why, Ice Campbell?
Because both offenses have been looking very bad this season. This game, in my opinion, I'm picking the Niners because it's my home team. I can't really go against them. Even though they're on the road, I think they're going to be able to win this game, but by a close margin, about 3 points. And to me, this is the deciding factor for the Niners this season. And if they aren't able to come up with a win right here, their season is basically over.
Yeah, they're 2-5 right now. Well, I don't know that it's too over. Seven games might be the magic number to win the NFC West. You can tell the mediocrity right there. But San Francisco 49ers, they're at 2-5, and these two teams, the number 30 and number 31 ranked offenses in the NFL. So clearly there's going to be too much firepower, but who knows? We've seen weirder things happen, but the Niners defense, very good. A few things, as far as on paper, a lot of things point to the Niners winning this game, but I feel like the game's in Atlanta, two teams, very ugly game. Maybe the total score below 20 points. Call me crazy, but that could happen. So in an ugly game like this, I have to take the home team, especially since the Niners are going to be traveling across the country to play in Georgia against the Atlanta Falcons. So I understand why you're picking the Niners. I'll stick with the Falcons in this nap game. Now let's get to my upset special, my upset pick of the week, the underdog victory. It's going to be the Cincinnati Bengals and the Buffalo Bills. I'm picking the Buffalo Bills. And it's because they're at home. They're 3-4 right now. They're coming off two victories against Baltimore and the Jets. Pretty crazy victories. Now they play against Cincinnati and Miami. They win this game. They win Miami all of a sudden. They have 5 wins. Obviously, they're not competing with the Patriots at 8-0 right now. But they could be looking at maybe a wild card. The AFC is a tougher conference. But maybe a wild card for the Bills. Who are you taking in this game, Ice Campbell?
This is also my upset pick of the week. You got Buffalo at home against Cincinnati. Carson Palmer hasn't been doing as well as everyone thought he would be. But, I mean, Buffalo is still the underdog because Cincinnati, their offense, you know, you got Chad out there, you got Chris Henry, you got Chris Saint, you can just keep going on. But yeah. Buffalo, I mean, I really want them to see, I really want to see them get into the playoffs this season. And getting a win here would be very key for them to get back to 500.
Getting a loss here for the Bengals would be very key for the Ravens as well, my team. But if you honestly look at the team that the Bengals have lost to, I mean, coming off their bye, they lost to Cincinnati. Then they lost to the New York Jets, or then they beat the New York Jets, you know, who hasn't? But then they lost to Pittsburgh last week in what was an ugly game. Now they play at Buffalo. And Buffalo, hey, I don't know, J.P. Lowe's been coming back. I feel like he can take advantage over the top with Lee Evans. Marshawn Lynch, as I said yesterday, is going to have a good game. And I don't know, I mean, the Cincinnati offense hasn't really been able to get in any shootouts because, I don't know, I mean, the offense itself hasn't performed. If you take a look at the touchdowns, Bushmanzada has 9, Ocho Cinco only 3 touchdown catches on the season. Carson Palmer does have 14, pretty good. But, you know, the Bills, whatever. I mean, whether it points to them or not, I'm taking them at home. And they're going to win. So 3-4, they'll move to 4-4, and it's going to be fun to watch. Denver and Detroit, tell me about your Denver Broncos. Ice Campbell.
They came off a heartbreaking loss against Green Bay, even though they played very well. Green Bay is a quality team, obviously. They're both quality teams. And Denver has been sneaking by in games, and I'm picking Denver because they're my team, even though they're at Detroit. Detroit's looking pretty good this season. You can probably look for them to have one of those last-second field goal timeout type of plays where Shanahan...
Like the other 3 games that they've won?
3 games this season where they've been able to, you know...
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, you can either... I mean, this special team's maybe the best special teams in the NFL with Mike Shanahan calling those timeouts before the kick. And with Jason Elam 2 times running out there and kicking a field goal as time expired. But let me go into this Monday Night game real quick. I mean, I didn't really notice this until I watched the highlights, you know, for what was it, like the second time from a different network. But the Denver Broncos, they very close to winning this game. I mean, you look at, first of all, let's start off with, it was either the first or second quarter, it was the first half for sure. On the, like, inside the 5, Cutler drops back, it hits off the left guard's hand, and he fumbles. You know, that's not something that's not something that's the Broncos' fault. You know, that just happens. It's just mistakes you make. And then, at the end there, if Jay Cutler gets the first down on that scramble, they get into the end zone, they win the game. They had 2 chances to win the game. And then you go to the Packers' side. 2 touchdowns on what some call maybe fluke plays. Maybe one. Brett Favre says it might have been, those 2 passes might have been top 5 he's ever thrown in his career. But, let's be honest, Champ Bailey wasn't at full strength. And John Lynch was injured in that game. You know, a couple plays here and there, all of a sudden the Broncos win that game, and all of a sudden they're at 4-4 on the upside, coming off 2 victories. But let's get to this week. I mean, I've talked enough about that. Detroit Lions and the Denver Broncos. Regardless of all of the praise I've just given the Broncos, I'm taking Detroit to win this game, and this Detroit Lions team, John Kitna. 10 wins. Hey, I mean, I called them crazy at the time, but then I looked at their schedule. I put them in 8-8, feeling pretty good about that. I think they might even surpass that. They only have 2 losses right now, and the Broncos have 4. So for that reason, I'm taking the Lions at home. They're coming off 2 victories. Now they're playing Denver and Arizona, and Detroit coming off 2 a win and a loss, both of them off the foot of Jason Elam. So enough talk about that game. It's not the game of the century. We will get to the game of the century at the end. The Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Ice Campbell, I've done enough talking. Take it away.
All right, you can call this game, you know, it's probably going to be close. Kansas City is a favored team because they're at home, and
I think that's ridiculous, first of all, but you can go on.
Leading the division right now, which is amazing. they're tied with the San Diego Chargers at this point. But Green Bay, they showed their impressiveness on offense. Brett Favre was able to get it done against Denver. And now they're going on the road to Kansas City, and he should be able to get it done against Kansas City also, which isn't as good as the Denver secondary, even though it was beat up.
Yeah, yeah, people kind of clicked last week when they saw the record. The Packers are 6-1. I was talking about this before. They were always top 5 in my power rankings. But they are that good. You know, it's not a fluke, trust me. They've beaten Washington, Denver, both those games by six or less. So, you know, I don't care what they have to do. Brett Favre's going to win games. If it goes into overtime, if it's on the road, that Monday night game, on the road, by the way, in Denver, a tough place to play. Now he's going on the road to Kansas City. I don't care. I'm taking Brett Favre, and the Packers, number four, is back in action. He has 11 touchdowns on the season, over 2,000 yards already. So I like what I see from him. Let's move on to the next game. We both have the Packers, and now let's go to the Seattle Seahawks and the Cleveland Browns. You know, this game was pretty split in the pick'em. I, of course, have Cleveland because I think they're a pretty explosive team. And an interesting stat that I heard on the radio earlier this week after, I believe it was on Monday or Tuesday, that obviously Tom Brady, 30 touchdowns on the season, he's number one. But number two is Derek Anderson with 17. A great stat there. I am taking the Cleveland Browns. Ice Campbell, who are you taking in this game?
I really wanted to pick Seattle because, you know, they're still a good team, even though the NFC West is weak. But Cleveland, they've been showing their offensive firepower, which I don't know where that came from. But
yeah, I saw on your website, I saw that website, of course, is Champ Schlegel, Champ, and then S-C-H-L-E-G-L. .com. I saw on your website that you had the Seattle Seahawks up until, what was it, Friday night, and then you changed it to the Cleveland Browns. So, an interesting little swap there. I on this game, I thought about it for about 3 seconds, and then I picked the Cleveland Browns because the Browns are just too good. I don't care what anyone says. Right now, they're 4-3. They're tied with the Baltimore Ravens, believe it or not, for second place in division, one game behind the Steelers. Obviously, the Ravens and the Steelers are going against each other this week. If the Ravens win and the Browns win, all of a sudden they're in first place in the division. Thanksgiving weekend, Browns-Ravens, they could take the lead. Browns could win the Super Bowl. They could be the undefeated team of all time. Maybe not. But let's get back to week 9. The Browns are going to beat the Steelers, going to beat the Seahawks. I don't know that I'd call it a lock, but it's going to be a good game for sure. And so that's that. Of course, both of us taking the Cleveland Browns. Let's move on to the next game. It is the Houston Texans and the Oakland Raiders. Thank you. Thank you, Oakland fans, for not buying tickets to this game. Because, of course, the Oakland Raiders had until 1 o'clock on Thursday to sell out the game. And they didn't, so it's blacked out. And in the Bay Area, they're showing the Colts and the Patriots. Yeah, baby. Okay, Scamble, tell me about the Raiders and the Texans quickly so we can get to that good game.
So the Raiders, they're at home. Houston, Houston's, you know, they started out pretty good, but now they've lost a few. They've lost four straight, I can't even remember. But, you know, Oakland's at home.
Three straight.
They're a pretty decent team. Their defense is still looking good. Even though Dante Culpepper won't be in there this week, I think they'll be able to get it done. It'll be a close game, probably a field goal difference, maybe like a 20-17 game, but I think Oakland will pull it out.
Okay, so Ice Campbell's taking Oakland at home. Both teams coming off three straight losses, both teams with five losses, both teams at last place in the division, an ugly game, not an Napster game, because we have seen some firepower from these teams, but I'm taking Houston. Sage Rosenfels, the beast. Andre Johnson's still out with that knee injury, unfortunately, but they've been able to do it without him. They haven't the past 3 weeks, but they had a bit of a rally against Tennessee. They did lose that game, but they're going to win against Oakland. It's going to be not televised, thank God. And so let's get to the Sunday night and the Monday night game so we can get to the game of the century, the greatest game of all time. It's the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. Ice Campbell, take it away. It's Sunday Night Football in America.
We got the Dallas Cowboys. They're in Philly. Philly has been struggling, both on and off the field. Their coach Andy Reid has been going through some problems. I'm not sure exactly what that is.
No, yeah, he attended court because his kids have been trouble with the law. So he attended court, but he says that he's okay and that he's going to be playing the game. Of course, the Eagles, last place in division, 3-4. The Dallas Cowboys, as we know, 6-1. Still competing with the 6-2 Giants. The Giants on a bye this week. They play against Philadelphia. They're coming off a bye, so I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys. Ice Campbell, who are you taking? Sunday Night Football.
I'm taking Dallas Cowboys also. They've been looking pretty good.
Okay, so we both have the Cowboys. Sunday Night Football. It's in primetime. It's on NBC. You can catch that game at 8:15 Eastern. 5:30? Is it 5:30 or 5:15? Whatever. It doesn't matter because the game will already have passed by then. Now let's move on to the Monday Night Football game. The Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens. Call me crazy. This is going to be the rivalry nail biter of the week. and I'm taking Baltimore in an ugly upset. I believe the Steelers are favored by what, like something like 9 or something? I didn't check the line today. But 5-2, the Steelers, 4-3, the Ravens, 1-2 in their division. And who are you taking in this game? I'm assuming it's the Steelers, but give me your pick.
I got the Steelers because if you look at Steve McNair, I mean, he only has 2 touchdown passes on the year. Roethlisberger has 15. The Steelers' defense is a lot. I mean, they're not a lot better than the Ravens. Ravens have a great defense. They're just a little bit better. And basically, it'll be on the Ravens' offense to see what they can do because you know the Steelers can put up some points.
Okay. Enough about that. So you got the Steelers. I got the Ravens. Yes, now let's get to the game of the century. This is the greatest regular season game that will ever have been played in the history of the NFL. It may not turn out to be that, but certainly on paper, it is the first time that 2 7-0 or better teams are facing each other Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. This is the game of the year. Now, Alex Campbell, I've invented a bit of a game here. And for each little aspect of the game, I'll take one team, you'll take the other team, and we'll just go at it, arguing for each person, for each side. So, I'll take the Patriots, and you take the Colts for the first one. And let's start off with the quarterbacks. I'm Tom Brady, and I've thrown 30 touchdown passes this season. I am the best, and no other quarterback has ever done this much this year. Ice Campbell.
Peyton Manning is a true born leader. He's got a Super Bowl, and you know, even though Tom Brady has some, but Peyton Manning, he's been getting it done. He's been leading his team. He hasn't been throwing it as much as Brady, but Brady, I mean, you can say he's got 30 touchdowns, but that could just be from running up the score. I mean, 52 points against Washington,
yeah,
49 against Miami, 48 against Dallas. I mean, it's not necessarily getting touchdowns in the clutch like Peyton Manning normally does.
Okay, next round, round 2. I'll take the Colts wide receivers. You take the Patriots wide receivers. You start off.
We got Randy Moss. I mean, what else can you say? Randy Dandy, he's got 11 touchdowns. He leads the league right now. He's been just getting the ball. Brady's been throwing it up there. I mean, all he has to do is just jump ball. He looks like a basketball player rebounding it. We also have Wes Welker, who has been stepping it up. He's got over 600 yards. He has 6 touchdowns. I mean, your leading receiver, Dallas Clark, which is actually tight end, but...
Okay, hey, let me do this. We got Reggie Wayne, obviously, a breakout year for him, maybe next year taking over the place of Marvin Harrison. And Marvin Harrison right now, hey, he's on the injured list, but we've been resting him for this game. He's going to be at full throat. He's been practicing this week. He's looked very good. It says as a game-time decision, but he's going to be out there, and he's going to dominate. Plus, we got a guy by the name of Dallas Clark. Yes, he plays in Indianapolis. His name is Dallas, but he's a beast. Peyton Manning's going to be finding us, and we're going to be wide open. Look out for rookie wide receiver Anthony Gonzalez, Ohio State. Maybe sneak in there with a touchdown or two. I don't know if he'll have two. But now let's move on to the defenses. I'll take the Patriots. You take the Colts. I'll go first. We got the defensive genius, the best coach in the NFL, Bill Belichick. Now, we may not have the youngest players. We did draft rookie safety Brandon Merriweather out of the U, of course, the best football college. But we have veterans that can execute anything Coach Belichick says. We have Mike Vrabel. We have Teddy Bruschi. We have everyone that you could want. Adalys Thomas, Roosevelt Colvin, Asante Samuel, and Eugene Wilson over in the secondary. What are you going to bring to the table on defense? That's Campbell.
I'm telling you what I'm going to bring to the defense. And, well, the Indianapolis Colts, they've been stepping it up. They have a defense that is ranked in the top 5. They are close to the Patriots. They're, you know, you also got the Steelers and the Jacksonville, but you can argue that they're the best defense in the league. You got Mathis out there on the DN. You got some great cornerbacks. You got Marlon Jackson. Dwight Freeney, he's not having the stats that would be on the top of the list, but he's been getting it done. He's gonna put a lot of pressure on Tom Brady in this game, and either him or Mathis, they'll be coming in on those ends, putting pressure on Brady, and could knock him off his game a little bit. And then you got Bob Sanders out there ready to pick it off if he throws it up there. So all in all, the Colts, it's going to be a shootout, but the Colts defense, we got some playmakers there, probably the best defensive line out there.
Okay, let's go to the previous matchups and, of course, to the coaching. I will take the Patriots for this one. I'm Bill Belichick. And, okay, you may have won the past three meetings, and you may have won the Super Bowl. I don't care about that. We went in the offseason. We went out. We bought everyone. We got Ardaelis Thomas. We had a good draft. We traded into the first round. We did everything we had to do. Randy Moss, Dante Sullworth. And we are going to dominate today, or Sunday, or whatever day the game is on, because we are beasts. I don't care if you've won the past three meetings, because this is a different Patriots team. You haven't seen a team like this. You haven't seen a team winning 52-7, 49-28, 48-27. This is the best coach in the NFL, and this is the best talent ever. Go.
Tony Dungy, he drafted a guy by the name of Tony Hugo from Arkansas. This guy is a tackle. He protects Peyton Manning. He's been doing great this season. We also picked up Damien Hughes, arguably the best cornerback in the league last season in college football. Tony, he just came off a Super Bowl win. He knows what's up. He knows how to do it. He knows how to beat the Patriots like last season. And all in all, I mean, he's gonna run away with this. He's got a better strategy. I mean, what is Bill Belichick gonna do? Is he gonna go look at the film or something?
No, yeah, I believe this game isn't going to be on CBS Sportsline. They're going to be taking the video feed directly from the Patriots sideline off of their HD cameras that they have there, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, so now the game is over, whatever. We were just doing that to bring both sides of the equation. And so now, Ice Campbell, let's just talk about the game in general. Okay, this game, of course, is going to be played in the RCA Dome in Indianapolis. And this is definitely, on paper, best matchup we've ever seen in the NFL. The best matchup we've ever seen in the regular season of the NFL. And this may just be the most watched regular season game in NFL history. I mean, I don't know about primetime games. I don't know how much more percentage. But I feel bad for the people in Cleveland and in Seattle that don't get to watch this game. Hopefully they can drive, you know, some 100 miles away so they can get a TV. But, Ice Campbell, what do you see happening in this game? Give me, like, an early lead or first quarter, second half, whatever.
To me, I believe the Colts are going to come out. They're going to start out with a 7-0 lead because they're at home. They're going to have some adrenaline rushing in them. It's a big game, you know. It's basically the Super Bowl and a half, you know. It's like half the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. I heard a lot of people, Super Bowl 41 and a half. That's interesting, but go on.
Exactly. And but the Patriots, it's probably going to be a shootout is what I'm looking forward to. And it's probably going to be a shootout all the way until the fourth quarter where the Patriots will pull away and probably win by about 10 points.
Okay, so you see them, right now, I think the last time I checked, this Friday morning, it was like 6.5 the line for the Patriots, so you see them winning and covering.
Yes, I see them winning by about 10 points.
And what about the over-under 56? Do you see that over-under?
That's about right. I'm looking for like maybe a 38-31 or 38-28 game, 38.
Okay, well, 31-38 would cover. So, yeah, so err on the side of covering the point spread. Okay, now for my opinion. I've been waiting all week to say this. And so many times in these big games, these big matchups on paper, you see a disappointing game where it just ends up where one team blows it out. You know, a lot like the Super Bowl, if I may. But this game, it's going to get what everyone expected. Yes, I agree with Ice Campbell. Colts are going to get the first possession. They're going to go down and score. The Patriots, they're going to do it quickly. Bill Belichick's going to want to shut that crowd up. He's going to come out, bomb it, Randy Moss, touchdown. It's going to be early. It's going to go back and forth. Halftime score, it's going to be Colts by 5 or less. Then, second half, Colts are going to come out hard again. Hard defense, hard hitting. The Patriots are going to come out on top. They're going to win by less than 6.5. It's going to be whoever makes the least mistakes in the fourth quarter. There are going to be some interceptions in this game. So, with that, Patriots victory, look out. So, I have been Beastchild.
I have been Ice Campbell. Check out my site, champschlegel.com.
Peace! Thank you for listening to THOP, the half hour of power with Beastchild. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and if you want to talk back to me, send me an email, beastchild09@gmail.com. Or you can visit the almighty website, it's thehalfhourofpower.googlepages.com. Remember, if you like the show, tell your friends. If you don't like it, tell your enemies. The THOP, the greatest invention since the Apple. This has been a Beastchild Media production for 2007. Peace out! the half hour of power.googlepages.com.